Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Looking back on last year, I think a lot of people were surprised how successful Iron Man was. It was the first Iron Man event in the world coming out of COVID, and it was just terrific. Well, they're getting organised for another one in June this year. They're talking about 3,500 people wanting to be a part of it. Just incredible. It's probably the biggest of all time, and yet we're not getting the normal one-third of the competitors coming from overseas because all the borders are shut. It's an amazing little story. 3,500 competitors expected to line up. And we've got a gentleman on the line to talk about this. It's just remarkable how it attracts so many. Rob Stalling is on the line. Rob's the Regional Director, Ironman Group Oceania. Hello, Rob.
Good morning.
Let's go back to last year firstly. A whole lot of people thought it would be a diminished event and be only a fraction of what it is. And people came from out of the woodwork, and it was a terrific event.
Yeah, it was. There's definitely a lot of demand out there from our athletes who have been training throughout the whole COVID pandemic. Yeah. And, you know, when events do get announced, they're really keen to jump on board and support.
Now, let's go to this year. Still, we've got an issue with people not being able to come in from overseas, but it says in this coverage in the Cairns Post today, the 2021 Ironman Cairns is set to be one of the largest we've had. This is a quote, I believe, it's probably from you, it would be, and it says here, it's incredible when you think that international borders remain largely closed and more than a third of our athletes normally come from outside Australia.
Yeah, that's right. So, in a regular year, that there is a lot of demand from our international athletes to come to Cairns. But this year, it looks like the only international border that will be open for relatively straightforward travel is with New Zealand.
Yeah.
And we're expecting flights into Cairns, starting direct flights early June. So, yeah, we're not sort of relying on that international market this year. We've managed to fill all the spots with mainly domestic athletes.
Do you normally get significant numbers out of New Zealand?
Yeah, we do. Off the top of my head, I think we get a couple of hundred every year. It's sort of that mid-winter escape for a lot of our southern athletes and our trans-Tasman buddies. They come over to escape the clutches of the cold in the middle of the year.
Now, I understand part of the appeal too with competitors is because they get to qualify for the bigger events overseas. Does that matter though when borders are shut?
Seemingly not at the moment. I mean, a lot of our athletes are looking to qualify for the Hawaiian Ironman, which is typically later in the year. It's unknown what the travel status will be of that event later, but irrespective, we've got athletes coming and they're looking to qualify for that World Championship event in Hawaii, and also our 70.3, which is a half Ironman. Mm. Athletes can qualify for the World Championships in that event as well.
Now, Rob, let's go to the situation on our esplanade in Cairns. At the moment, it's a construction site, but I think it's due for completion about the same time as your event. Have you had a look at that?
Yes, I have. I was there 2 weeks ago, and it does look like there is a bit of work to be done, but I've been assured that the roadway will be in sort of workable order for our athletes. Ideally, the whole thing would be complete and looking superb, but I've been assured that it will be in good condition come early June.
But what about the pop-up city that is erected there along the esplanade every year? Will that go ahead?
At this stage, we're not allowing our tri-clubs to set up their villages this year, and that's it's because of the COVID restrictions that the event is under now. So we need to look at every element of our event and assess the risk involved with it, and the tri-club village is one of those ones that we won't be allowing this year.
Rob, have you got the date for it? I can't see it here.
Yeah, so the Ironman is on Sunday, June 6th. Yeah. And prior to that, we'll be running some smaller events like our kids' triathlon on the Saturday morning, a community fun run on the Friday night, and also the Green Island swim on the Thursday morning.
Uh-huh. There you go. Looking forward to it, Rob. It's a wonderful event. Thank you.
No worries. And thank you to all the locals. We're looking forward to getting back up there and bringing a bumper bumper number of athletes to the region and, you know, filling up all those hotels and restaurants with our athletes.
Yes, excellent news. Rob Stalling there. He's the Regional Director, Ironman Group Oceania. June 6 is that date. 27 past 11.